details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and Zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, Hims.com/joy.
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early,
good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the Global Buckets. Here comes Diggins. Here comes Diggins.
Diggins making the play around Sweden.
Yes.
Jesse Diggins,
yes,
to the line.
Yes.
And it is,
yes,
Jesse Diggins.
Goal.
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
I thought I was out. Pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Broncos win a 10-7 game against Vegas. Colin Sadler, Vic Beasley, probable against Florida State. All four ranked teams win in college basketball last night, and three games involving both ranked teams in college football tomorrow. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, November the 7th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Fridays are a bunch of guests anyway. We kind of get you ready for the weekend. And we got a lot of guests on here today, including in studio. As I bring in Sam. Sam, you're not a guest. You're one of the hosts now.
I'm less interesting than the guests.
No, not true at all. You're some more
of them interesting. Some of them today.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, how you doing?
I'm good. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, man. I had the weirdest day yesterday in that every time I stood up, I felt nauseous. And I tell you something weird, Sam. And so, you know, I'd go hug the toilet for a little bit and get back up. But laid down in the shower and felt a little bit better. Didn't eat a whole lot yesterday. But what's crazy is on this Whoop band, and I'd heard this before, but they give you these five factors checking your health. And three of my five were in yellow all day yesterday. And so that thing's right, man. I'm serious. I didn't think it'd be the case, but like your resting heart rate, your skin temperature, stuff like this, it tells you if you're sick. I was sick.
You know, yeah, you took a victory lap on your immune system,
yeah,
on
there you
Wednesday,
go.
And it came back 12 hours later.
That's right.
And it kicked you right back.
Yep.
That was revenge.
Karma, man.
That was karma right there.
Yep, no doubt about that.
Said, fight this.
Yeah.
And you did.
I did. But I'm back. Had to be back today because we have in-studio guest. 6:45, the WWE Women's Champion, Jade Cargill, coming in studio. Sam? We will have WWE SmackDown in Greenville tonight, Bond Secure Arena. And as part of that, Jade's going to come by and talk about her most recently crowned last Saturday night. She beat Tiffany Stratton to get the WWE Women's title. And can't wait to meet her and talk about her and her wrestling career. And, you know, she's married to Brandon Phillips, former second baseman, all-star second baseman in Major League Baseball. You know, Sam, they own a professional softball team together. And can't wait to hear about that. And her, she was a college basketball player and professional basketball player. And we'll hear about that and then what all's going on in the WWE. So we got a lot of like look forward to. We don't have a lot of in-studio guests, but when we do, we'll just bring in the Women's World Champion.
Yeah. You know. Something light.
And I'll ask her, you know, it's for us that are sculpted like that, you know, it's hard. I everywhere I go, people are talking about, you know, are you a cyborg or you're human? You know, I get that all the time. So we'll ask about that coming up. 7:05, that's at 6:45 this morning for you WWE fans. 7:05, Scott Reimer, who in the world knows where he'll be. Can't wait to hear from him in preview for
not
the
in
state.
Studio.
No, he will not be in studio. That's exactly right.
The opposite of in studio.
That's right. Whatever opposite is, that's where he is. 7:25, Josh Williams giving me the latest lines in Vegas and what the movement looks like and trends look like there. We'll get with our ReedyLanco.com's Hunting and Fish Report 7:45 this morning. And then 8:05, Roy Philpott, ESPN play-by-play voice. So five straight segments. In other words, we'll have, I guess we take a phone call here or might take one in the next segment.
Yeah,
who knows?
The next segment, yeah. You got to fit them in somewhere.
But we also got to preview games. We didn't get a chance to preview yesterday.
We know Delvin's going to call.
Yeah, we know that. And I've got a couple of keys for Clemson, sure. Obviously, the news that Colin Sadler and Vic Burley were probable for tomorrow for Clemson is good news for the Tigers. And then the NFL, man, had the awful news yesterday on a couple different fronts. Marshawn Kneeland, defensive end, death of apparent suicide. Man, that's an awful story, bizarre story, an awful story. And it feels awful for his teammates and his family and all that. And then the Antonio Brown story, did you see this? Antonio Brown was arrested for attempted murder and has been extradited back to the United States. It's like, well, the NFL had a tough, tough day yesterday. And then the game last night kind of stunk. Did you watch the Broncos win against the Raiders?
I did not. I got home and went straight to bed last night. It was lights out for me.
You had a game last night?
Yeah, I was out of it yesterday. Got home. I'm glad I didn't turn that game on. It finished 10-7, and it sounds like it was exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Yep, seems like it. It absolutely seems like it. We can talk about some of those things. We could talk about the Georgia Southern beat App State last night. College football, in case you didn't see any of that stuff as well. We had Georgia Southern with a 25-23 win against App State. You know, Dow Loggins, the former Gamecock offensive coordinator, they fell to 4-5 at App State. Georgia Southern improved to 4-5. South Florida, 55-23 win over UT San Antonio. Tonight in college football, Houston goes to Central Florida on Fox Sports 1 at 8 o'clock. Houston is a 1.5-point favorite from FBC Mortgage Stadium in Orlando, Florida. 9 o'clock tonight on Fox, 5-3 Northwestern goes to number 19 Southern Cal. 6-2 Trojans hosting them at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in L.A. as the Trojans are a 14.5-point favorite. And another really good game tonight, 9 o'clock ESPN. 6-2 Tulane and 8-1 Memphis from Liberty Simmons Bank or Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. Memphis a 3.5-point favorite there. So college football should be good. Got a big NFL weekend. We got there was some college basketball last night. Sam, let me quickly get this to you. We had four ranked teams that played last night. Third ranked Florida down North Florida 104-64. 11th-ranked Louisville got a 106-70 win over Jackson State. 16th-ranked Iowa State, 102-62 against Grambling. And 20th-ranked Auburn down Merrimack, 95-67. A lot of other fairly meaningless games last night. We have three games this weekend, Sam, involving college football where both teams are ranked. It starts at noon tomorrow, ABC, 7th-ranked BYU, 8th-ranked Texas Tech. Then in the 3:30 time slot, you've got on ABC – 3rd-ranked A&M going to 22nd-ranked Missouri, Madam Chairperson. And 3:30 CBS, 9th-ranked Oregon goes to 20th-ranked Iowa. A lot of people predicted an upset there. I don't get that one, but we'll talk about all those games. We're going to preview a lot of that coming up for sure. Besides that, segment two, anything else we need to cover? Going to preview some games maybe?
We're going to rapid-fire jump around.
Let's do it.
There's basketball tonight too.
Oh,
sure.
How about that? I totally forgot about it. Man, I'm out of that mode now.
Women's team won last night.
Big win down at Mercer.
Faxon bust their way down to Macon.
Yeah,
got to win.
Nice to see.
Brad's get ball tonight.
All right, so you've got tonight. Make sure I'm right by saying this.
I think it's tonight. It's either tonight or tomorrow night. It's got to be tonight.
It's tonight. It's tonight. Let me make sure I'm saying this here. Tonight you have Gardner-Webb.
There you go.
At Little John Coliseum.
Run Bulldogs.
Yep, looking forward to
So go to that game if you're in town.
7 o'clock tonight, Little John Coliseum, Gardner Webb and Clemson. I talked to a guy that's a big basketball fan on Wednesday, and he says, I'm telling you, man, this is an interesting team. Now, again, it's just one game, and let's don't get – New Hampshire's not very good. I get all that. But he was talking about the little things and, the bodies we have on this team and some depth they have on this team. And I was very intrigued by one statement that Brad Brunell made when he said that we're going to play 4 minutes at a time and we're going to play really hard and we'll get five new guys in there, whatever, and play four more minutes. He talked about the depth of this team.
They're going to run a lot of guys out there. I mean, they're going to run a legitimate 10-man rotation, I think, until deep into conference play. That doesn't happen too often.
No, and as long as these seasons are, I like that because you're talking about fresher legs and you don't get worn out right there in mid-January or early February.
And you got a couple very young guards with Ace Buckner and Zach Foster that you want to get into legitimate big-minute situations,
sure.
But you also don't want to rush them, force them into positions they're not going to be comfortable in. I guess you do want to put them in uncomfortable positions, but you want them to thrive in them.
One thing I want to say is I want an idea of we're going to go and we're going to play hard for until this next timeout, until this next TV timeout. And then we're going
to
go put some more guys in and they're going to play really hard. And here's the thing. If you don't play hard and if you don't bust it on both ends, then we'll just take you out. And that motivation is that we've got all this depth. So I like that. Like that a whole heck of a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun there.
Our basketball teams are exciting. Different reasons for both teams, but they're both exciting in their own ways.
What Poppy's building, it really is amazing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's going to get a heck of a lot better next year because this recruiting class was good. This portal class is good, but what's coming is elite.
They were competitive last year
with a terrible roster.
In a lot of games in which they should not have been competitive, they're going to be competitive in a lot of games this year, and they should be competitive in them.
Yeah.
And then next year and into the future, who knows? I mean, if he can recruit at that level and get top 10 recruits, who knows?
Yeah, who knows, right? One other quick note. Have you seen the weather?
It's going to be cold.
All right, tomorrow's beautiful.
It's nice for now.
Tomorrow's 70. It's a 71 today. 75 tomorrow, Death Valley. Kickoff, you can see low 70s, high 60s. It'll be a beautiful night in Death Valley tomorrow night. 72 on Sunday. But how about this, Sam? We go from 72 on Sunday to 46 on Monday.
Into the 20s.
Yeah, we're going to get down to 28 Monday night.
It's snowing up north. It's snowing in like Tennessee and such and a couple other states a little just north of us.
The real good news is it's only last 2 days because it's going to be 46 on Monday and 52 on Tuesday. And then we get back to 67, 63, 70, and 66. So we'll be back in the 60s and 70s. That'd be great. But, man, we got two cold, cold days coming up for sure. Who'd you do last night?
Oh, God, where I was. Oh, Upstate's women's basketball opener.
Nice.
They beat Erskine. So I got both. I got their women opener, Furman's opener. Faxon was out at Clemson. So our apartment was nice and empty.
Yep, there you go. There you go. So should be good, man. A good weekend set up. It's not a great college football weekend. It's a good one. We'll go over these games coming up. I'm very interested in this Georgia-Mississippi State thing. I think we're going to get a second-half game. Matter of fact, I think we might get a fourth-quarter game. And that's been bad news for Georgia opponents because Georgia's dominating the fourth quarter, but that's going to be interesting. Indiana, Penn State's defense is good enough. Their offense is not, and Indiana gets to at Penn State. BYU, Texas. Tech's going to be really interesting tomorrow as well. Told you we got those 3:30 games in which you've got ranked versus ranked in that A&M and Missouri and Oregon and Iowa. Are you buying into this Iowa thing that everybody's buying into? How tough it is to play and how good they're, how close it's going to be? Really?
I'm bought in.
I saw Herb Street say the same thing.
It's a rock fight. It's a rock fight going halfway across the country. You're on a 2-week bye, so you had a week to think about this, but that is not a fun place to play. Indiana has torched everybody this year. They didn't torch Iowa.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I think Oregon goes and takes care of business there. The other one I was going to quickly mention was, did you see where Luke Fickell is coming back next year?
With a significantly increased budget of which to play with.
I guess. They're 2-6. They've lost 6 in a row?
It would cost, I presume, a lot of money to fire him, and on the same kind of path there, are you going to, with all of the jobs that have opened up, be able to get your preferred candidate like you did with Fickell? The answer is probably not. I think he gets another year, and deservedly so.
Yeah.
If they increase the budget and he is still bad next year, then the conversation will be had again.
Interesting. Interesting time for sure. All right, Gamecocks off. Clemson, Florida State tomorrow. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to do. Hey, first I want to tell you about my awesome friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. We love Trail. We love everything about Trail. Love the better building experience. Love the design build. Love the construction manager at risk. They're gonna really mitigate any major issues with you. They're gonna communicate with you. They're gonna cut down on change orders. You're not gonna be delayed. The building's gonna be done on time and on budget. No wonder 85% of their annual volume comes from repeat clients. You hear me talk about it time and time again. What's amazing is when I meet someone from Trail, like I do fairly often, or I meet someone who Trail is built with or is building with right now, which happens fairly often. It's the same story, man. Well, we love our relationship with Trail. We love dealing with Trail. Trail's awesome. Think the world of Trail. Think about that. Get in touch with them. Go by and see our great friends and see it. Schedule a discovery session. See if they can help you out with your next building. TREHEO.com, 800-319-7006. All right, short break. We'll come back. And when we do, we'll get segment two, talk some preview, some games, take a phone call too. A lot to do when you come back after this.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a Gamecock fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles, from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg, or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison's, the home of work, Western, and wow!
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
For a stronger connection, it's Upcountry Fiber. You see what I did there with the Jade Cargo for a stronger connection? You see what I did there? We love Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. Get in touch with them. You're going to love Upcountry Fiber. It's the best internet. It's the best internet situation. You're going to love Upcountry Fiber because here's the bottom line is that these people do an amazing and incredible job. Do I need to sign that, by the way, Amy? I hadn't signed. All right, I'll sign that in a minute. Okay, thank you. They do an incredible job, and it's the fastest internet. It's the best customer service. You're going to absolutely love our great friends at Upcountry Fiber and upcountryfiber.com. Sam, before we get to segment two, let me bring in Delvin because we don't have time for any phone calls. I don't want to get Delvin in early. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Now, you beat in Jade Cargill this morning. She's coming to studio, and so, you know, Us sculpted bodies like me and her, you know, we got a lot to talk about our fitness and our workout routine and all.
The new WWE Women's Champion.
Yeah, she beat. It wasn't Tiffy time the other day, so it was her time. Yeah. So yeah, how about that?
A storm came.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. So well, I'll compare notes about our workouts and see if I can help her in any way.
I don't drink a little though.
Oh
I
man, he was, yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt about that.
What's your key for tomorrow night?
I got one on both sides of the ball. Are you ready? Number one is on defense. You got to get Castellanos on the ground. You know, keep him in the pocket. Don't let him make those big, huge plays. Obviously, you can't bust those coverages. You know, Florida State runs about okay, but they're really good when Castellanos is breaking out of the pocket. So keep him in the pocket. Get him on the ground. The number two is on offense, Delvin, you got to find a way to answer with touchdowns. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Florida State's got the number one offense in the country. They're going to score points. Clemson's got to answer, Delvin. They got to answer. And they got to answer with touchdowns.
They got to do like they did against Duke.
Yeah. Just get one more stop than you got against Duke.
Yeah, get one more stop, but you got to ask with touchdowns.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Man, you throw the game. Yeah, that's a big game tonight, man. Tulane and Memphis
is a huge game tonight. I think Southern Cal and Northwestern's a big game. That's a big. It's a big weekend for sure. So
yeah, Navy North Texas tomorrow.
And here's one for you. You've got that Iowa and Oregon. Everybody's talking about that one. Like that's what.
Yeah, everybody says that's an upset possibility.
I don't know, man. I don't see that. Navy Notre Dame, by the way, not North Texas. Navy Notre Dame tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought Notre Dame. No, last week.
Night game in Notre Dame Stadium, so it should be a good one.
Yeah, that's interesting. Everybody pick unless they expect to do the shutdown Oregon offense, and Oregon only score about 3 points. Iowa
will have to
score, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they've done a little bit more of that here in the last couple of years. If you think about it, Iowa, they had the three-point loss to Iowa State on the road. They did lose the home game by Indiana, but they held Indiana down to 20, which is
good. Yeah, the only team to do that, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. But they put up 41 on Minnesota, and they put up 37 on Wisconsin on the road. So they've got a little better offense. They put up 38 on Rutgers.
What about the one Luke Fickle got the cut? AD said he's coming back this year.
Yeah, a little bit surprising, but maybe they wanted it to, save some money now and maybe get their next candidate next year. He didn't deserve to come back, but he's coming back.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go get ready for Jay Cargill, man.
Thank you.
Don't get a little nervous now. Don't get a little too nervous now.
No, I'll make sure she's not nervous. I'll make sure. <All right. laughs> Thank you, Devin. Appreciate the phone call. 6-5-4 Roar. Sam, you want to go over some of these games?
One sentence to two sentences, quick thoughts on them. We'll start with the noon slate, Mickey. Georgia at Mississippi State.
Be careful. Breakfast and start. Well, strawberries and cream. 11 o'clock start. I like this Mississippi State team a lot. I mean, they're getting better. They got their first SEC win. They're 1-4 in the conference. I just think this is going to be a second half game. I think Mississippi State's going to hang around. And Georgia just doesn't blow anybody out. So Georgia plays close. Georgia has a 4-point win to Florida, an 8-point win to Ole Miss, a 10-point win to Auburn. They've got a 3-point loss to Alabama. They just play close games. And so I think we're going to see another close game tomorrow.
Mississippi State should keep this game close. I took Georgia just because I think they're a pretty easily better team. However, Their defense concerns me in this game, and Mississippi State has a good enough offense to make them pay for it on the road.
Yeah.
Tricky, tricky game. Georgia should be okay, though.
Agree.
Indiana-Penn State, any chance Indiana slips up here?
No, and if Penn State had a little more offense, Penn State's defense can hold, but they're not going to hold Indiana down. Indiana's just better on both sides of the ball. Indiana is the second-best team in the country, and we saw what Ohio State did to them, and I know Penn State fans will be fired up and coming out, but Indiana will demoralize that crowd pretty early tomorrow.
Indiana blitzes them. Texas Tech, 7-8 in the college football playoff rankings at noon. This is the best game on the noon
slate.
Best
game
on
the day.
This is the best game of the day, probably.
Yeah, it is. And I'm interested because I'm a huge BYU fan this year. Love their coach. Love their quarterback. Love their mental and physical toughness. But they're walking to a buzzsaw. Biggest game in Lubbock, Texas in years. Two top tens, man. That's going to be an absolute war tomorrow. I'm surprised. Texas Tech's a 10.5-point favorite?
10.5 points is a lot, but freshman quarterback against maybe the best defensive line in the nation other than an Ohio State.
Yep.
Very difficult place to go in and play with playoff aspirations for both of these teams. Texas Tech can't afford another
loss.
But
BYU's mentally tough, man. I think they've got the guts to go in there and play well.
BYU gets to 9-0. You got to rank them top 3-4 in the country, I think, at that point.
Yeah.
They've got to be the fourth team.
Yeah, totally agree.
Texas A&M, number 3 in the country on the road at number 22 Missouri with a quarterback injury situation.
Yeah, if Pribula was healthy, you know, he might have a game there. But in the end, you know, Reed's playing really well right now. And that's a little bit surprising because I didn't know what to expect from him. But A&M, I think, has too much in all, what's all said and done.
I think A&M's going to blitz him here. And usually I don't pick that to happen. A&M stays kind of close for a few quarters. I think they're going to get him pretty comfortably here because of Missouri's health. Oregon-Iowa at Kinnick, 9-20. Oregon loses this game, and I think their season's – functionally over playoff-wise.
Yeah, everybody's down on them right now, and everybody likes Iowa on this one. I don't know. I think Oregon's just a better football team. And one of those 17-15 games or something like that, you know, one of those weird score games in there. It's like all Iowa games have a weird score to them. But I think Oregon's a better football team.
Iowa wants to get you into a rock fight. They want to run the ball. They want to make you uncomfortable, turn you over. They were able to do that against Indiana and keep that game within 5 and very easily could have won the game. I think they do something similar in this one. Do they win? Very different question. I'm going to guess it's close, though, and way closer than Oregon would like it to be. Let's see here. Vanderbilt-Auburn. DJ Durkin's first game as the coach of Auburn as an interim versus Vanderbilt needing a win.
Did you hear this stat? There's 3 teams this year that have held every opponent to 24 less points. Ohio State, Indiana, and Auburn. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So DJ Durkin might deserve the job down there at 4-5 and 1-5 in the league.
Keep an eye on this one.
If I agree.
If this game was at Jordan-Hare, I'd be very concerned for Vanderbilt. Interim coach bump is a very real thing.
Totally
we'll see
agree.
If it impacts Vanderbilt here coming off of a loss. Going to need to win this one or their season's over
I'm
as well.
I'm with you. I am totally with you on that.
Wake at Virginia. Wake got blitzed last week, and I did not see that coming. Virginia is in the driver's seat right now for a playoff bid.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they're going to be favored there. At Duke's going to be a tough chore for them, but they can beat this, and then they get Virginia Tech at home. I mean, they're right there in the middle of it, right in the middle of it. And but it's going to be a very interesting game to me. Virginia is, can you handle success? Wake Forest is that you never know what you're going to get with Wake Forest, but you got the bad Wake Forest last week. That's a 7 o'clock ESPN game. Isn't
it feels like there's a recipe for Wake to win this game, but it felt like Wake should have had a very good recipe to win last week against Florida State, and they did not do it.
I think that what you'll see is Virginia will be able to run the football tomorrow and win that game at home.
Virginia feels like they've been dancing through fire for the last few weeks, and they keep finding ways to win, and at some point you just got to give them the benefit of the doubt. So until they lose one,
agreed,
I'm going to pick Virginia to win. Yeah. Cal at Louisville. Louisville's got a chance at a playoff bid if they keep this up.
They do. They're big favorites tomorrow. I don't see how. Of course, with Louisville, you never really know, but now this is the last game before Louisville hosts Clemson on a Friday night, so Tiger fans will kind of watch that one a little bit. But, yeah, Louisville. Now, that's without Brown, though, the running back. He's out. So, you know, can they run the football without him? We'll see.
Cal has slowed down a little bit. Sungapolitele's turnover rate has started to jump a bit. He's still very talented, but this team has hit a little bit of a wall and seems to shoot itself in the foot more often than it should. They're competitive, and I bet they keep this game close for a little while, but Louisville, I think, wins this. 18.5 points is a lot of points, though. Yeah. LSU at Alabama. Alabama's fourth in the country. This would have been a lot more interesting game 2 months ago, and we would have looked at it very, very differently after week one.
Another interim deal, and this feels like Clemson, Florida State, and on paper, man, you know, helmet games. You got these unbelievable bands and helmets and stadiums. You think it'll be a big game, but it's not going to be a big game. Alabama's got too much to play for, and they've got LSU's attention. I mean, LSU has Alabama's attention. And Bama trying to close things out, and I think Bama plays clean and plays well. And I'm liking this thing now where I think we start talking about Kalen DeBoer maybe being one of the best two or three coaches in America again.
I think there are a lot of games that are upset watch caliber this week. I don't believe this is one of them. I think Alabama's going to get them comfortably, and I think they would get them comfortably if this was at LSU.
I'm going to tell you, one I like, though, I like Navy getting 26.5. They won't beat Notre Dame. We'll talk about this with Josh Williams later on. They'll cover 26.5.
I was going to say the same thing. Usually I would lean Notre Dame to cover in a game like this, but I don't think Notre Dame – I don't think I can trust their defense fully yet against a team that figures to be able to run the ball. The thought process is, can they hold enough possession to slow down Notre Dame a little bit in that sense? I don't think they're going to win this game or be competitive in that sense, but I do think they cover as well. Couple games in the ACC, SMU, Boston College. Feel good about SMU here. Jed gets in and asks, can Boston College upset them on the red bandana game? It certainly creates a little level more of intrigue.
Yeah, the thing, yeah. It's a great story. Great story. Has nothing to do with the scoreboard.
Duke, UConn. You like UConn, but I think Duke's going to blitz them here.
Yeah, Duke wins that one. Duke has now got an awful lot to play for, and so this offense is dynamic. Now, we talked about last week, continue talking about it. I think Duke's got too much for them. Duke's playing really good football on the offensive end right now. But the only thing is, when your defense is as bad as Duke's is, you're never really, you know, you never really feel any clearer. But you said it. I mean, what UConn has done this year really is amazing. And do you realize that their three losses were all by one-score games?
They're competitive.
UConn plays.
They'll be able to score on Duke, I think, points.
Jim Moore Jr. has turned that around, man. That's a good program now.
Bowl eligible yet again.
If I hire him, by the way, if you're looking – If Drinkwitz leaves, you know, take a look at this guy. If Fran Brown leaves, you got to hire this guy. Jim Moore Jr. is a good football coach.
Two more, and they're both tonight. First, you have USC playing on a Friday night tonight against Northwestern, who are bowl eligible if they get a win on the road in SoCal.
Did you see the who was this? One of those ESPN cats talking about Lincoln Riley. Oh, Josh Pate, not ESPN. Josh Pate said – Lincoln Riley, keep an eye on him at Southern Cal. Look, if I told you this, Kalen DeBoer, the AD at Southern Cal, was the one that hired Kalen DeBoer at Washington. And she's at Southern Cal now. And so do you think you can go get Kalen DeBoer? If you can, you fire Lincoln Riley right now. So, but this is a big game for him. And Northwestern's played better than people think. You know, Northwestern's 5-3.
Good.
Yeah, they're not bad.
I don't think Lincoln Riley goes anywhere. I don't think Kalen DeBoer goes anywhere.
Speaking of guys making comments, did you see Todd McShay's comments about Lenore Sellers?
I did.
It was kind of irresponsible reporting. Like, he wasn't really reporting. He's the kind of name. But in case you didn't see it, those that didn't see it, talked about North Sellers needs to come back next year. But the thought is that maybe somebody's tampering and maybe he goes to, like, a Miami. Boy, that would crush South Carolina's soul.
Yeah, I mean, it was reported that Miami has a ridiculous budget for a quarterback next year, which I don't think surprises anybody. I mean, that just kind of feels like the most obvious secret in the world. I've said it a couple times. I think he needs to come back to school. He hasn't developed this year for a variety of reasons. And I don't think he needs to come back to school at South Carolina because I don't trust that that offense and the personnel around him are the adequate breeding ground for development.
Think about this, though, Sam. A guy that, as a freshman, had a huge win here, picked his team up with Superman here in Death Valley, right? Then you got all this offseason stuff, and you're ranked in the top 12 in the country in the preseason poll, and he's a Heisman Trophy candidate, and he's from the state of South Carolina, and his brother's on the team. And if that guy leaves your program,
it ain't a good look.
It's a terrible – and then again, he's not played well. But it would just be this, like – gut punch to me.
What it would be is a direct consequence of hiring Mike Shula. I mean, that's what it was. You got rid of him, but is it too little too late? Did you scare sellers away? We'll find out in about 2 months. Last game tonight, playoff team playing right now. Tulane, Memphis. Very fun game.
It's a great game. Both of these coaches are being mentioned, so there's a lot of athletic directors at a lot of big schools that are watching John Summerall at Tulane and watching Ryan Silverfield at Memphis. And, there's a bunch of nervous Tulane and Memphis fans out there watching this one. But there's an awful lot to play for, 9 o'clock ESPN tonight, in that American. And I want to tell you, Sam, we don't give the American enough credit because, you know, I like Navy. Memphis is obviously in the playoffs right now. South Florida continues to impress. And they were very impressive last night. North Texas is a good team. I think Tulane's a good team. You know, East Carolina's not bad. This is a good league, and this league does not get enough credit because and I tell you what else it is too, Sam. It's an interesting league. You know, like there's a lot of very interesting things going on there.
Does Clemson beat Florida State?
No.
I think they're going to win.
You do?
And I've been pretty negative for the last few weeks. I think they beat Florida State.
How do you stop them?
I don't think they will, but I think...
I mean, think Clemson linebackers can stop that run game?
I don't think Clemson can stop anybody right now, but I think Clemson can score in this game. You lost a shootout last week that you had no business losing.
Yeah.
I think you get one this week.
Florida State's defense is a little bit better than Duke's.
It's better, but it's at the same time prone to if Clemson has figured out the offensive line, which I think they were much better last week. If Cade Klubnik just stays planted in the pocket, guys are going
to
be
open. You know what's interesting? Somebody pointed this out to him. His ankle injury, it kept him in the pocket more, and it might have helped him.
I think it was Morgan said that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad thought. It really isn't.
Yeah, very interesting thought. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back. The women's WWE women's champion, Jade Cargill, is going to join us in studio. Can't wait for that. I do want to tell you about my incredible friends over at the Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com, 864-859-8289. Here's what I'm telling you. That these good people that are saving businesses thousands upon thousands of dollars. And it's, you know, the new tax code, the big beautiful bill has like $25,000 in tips. That's a tax difference there. Over 65, there's an additional $6,000 tax deal there. So there's a lot in there. How about the fact that if you're a small business and you start a wellness program, you can save over $100 a month on your payroll taxes per employee, and your employee gets more take-home pay. So they're saving thousands of dollars on this. If you're a small business owner, get in touch with them. They'd love to hear from you. It's our great friends over at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PatTax.com, 864-859-8289. Short break, much more after this.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reeds.com.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Roma Bio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at SpectrumPaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much more. We've been making men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMail.com.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu with new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Carolina Flooring Specialist. My garage looks amazing. Sammy, when I say my garage floor, do you know what I'm talking about? Or because I say it.
Yes,
know.
I do.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. Do. High performance epoxy-based flooring. We love it. Love everything about it. And matter of fact, I had a contractor come in and look at some kitchen stuff the other day, and he goes, man, you got a big playroom in here is what you have. And we do. I've got the golf stuff, got the baseball stuff, I've got all the great things that are going on there with the dollhouse is what I've got. We got all those things going on, so much more. It's our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specials, 404-8158, 404-8158. Get in touch with them. Love to help you out. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Carolina Flooring Specialist will do an absolutely incredible job for you. They are the absolute best in the business. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Supposed to have Jade Cargill in the studio with us. We got WWE tonight, Bond Secure Arena in Greenville, Friday night SmackDown. So hopefully we'll get her in the studio this segment and see what we can do. But the fact is that we don't know. So hopefully that'll be the case. Scott Reimer is going to join us at 7:05 and talking some Clemson football. And then at 7:25 this morning, Josh Williams will talk what Las Vegas means and what all that looks like. 7:45 this morning, we'll have a great deal of hunting and fishing reports with ReedyLandco.com. Then Roy Philpott. Do we know where Roy is this week?
Impossible to know.
Yeah.
It's Where's Waldo with him and Scott each week.
Yeah.
I'm sure he said it last week, and I have no recollection.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either through all that. All right. What do you make, and this is a strange story, what do you make of the Antonio Brown story? In case you have not seen this, former NFL star Antonio Brown was arrested on an attempted murder charge stemming from a shooting after a celebrity boxing event in Miami. Police confirmed on Thursday. Police spokesperson Mike Vega said Brown, 37, was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. He was flown to Essex County, New Jersey, being held pending extradition there to Miami. It was unclear why Brown was taken to New Jersey first or how long he'd been in Dubai, along with he had posted several times on social media over the past few months there. According to the arrest warrant, detailing the May 16th shooting, Brown was accused of grabbing a handgun from a security officer after a boxing match and firing two shots at a man and that had been in a fist fight with him earlier. And he told investigators that the bullets grazed his neck. The man, Zol Kwanin Kwame. I don't know who writes the scripts, but the Antonio Brown script seems more and more bizarre. Right? Like, what in the world is going on with all that?
It's just disappointing. At first, it was sad. Now it's frustrating and disappointing. And, I mean, this is kind of what it felt like was coming for a long time with Antonio Brown. And I suppose it's good that the law got to him here in this situation, and they're going to actually have a trial and be able to figure out what exactly happened there. But considering where Antonio Brown was 5 years ago, even, where he was a Super Bowl champion with Tampa Bay, I mean, it is crazy that we have gotten to this point this quickly with him. And I mean, you know, you can jump around and say CTE, maybe. A lot of people do that half jokingly. I'm sure it plays a part here. It's disappointing, all of it. It really is.
Yeah. It just more bizarre and more bizarre through it all. And thank goodness there was not an actual life loss through all that. But speaking of life loss, the Cowboys had tough news yesterday. You know, the defensive end. Sam, you know a lot more about the player than I did, but we had an apparent suicide yesterday. We talk about mental health all the time in the NFL, but in case you've not seen the story, Marshawn Kneeland, defensive end, apparent suicide at the age of 24. Second-round pick. Like, he was a solid player, right? Good player for the Cowboys?
Had a touchdown on Sunday.
Yeah.
Had a block punt touchdown on Sunday.
Yeah, man, you just think about it. Like, when he had that, did you think that it would be over just a few short days later, man? Like, just crazy.
Check on your people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. There's obviously a lot going on as far as that is concerned. You mentioned Clemson basketball tonight, and there's an awful lot to think about. And if you want to go into town, I like these Friday night deals, and you're seeing a lot of teams do this now. Play Friday night. You got a home football game on a Saturday. So if you're making your way into Tiger Town, what you can do is you can have a Friday night basketball game and a Saturday football game. Matter of fact, you know what, Sam? As beautiful as it is today, you could tailgate today outside of Little John Coliseum, and you could tailgate all day tomorrow. And, you know, go that route.
Take advantage of it. Yeah. Monday and Tuesday, you're not going to want to be outside.
No, Monday and Tuesday.
Go outside.
I don't mind that Monday and Tuesday blast because it's just 2 days. I wouldn't want like a 5 or 6 day blast through all that. We'll be fine with
that. Tailgate tomorrow. Go outside tonight, hang out, and then go inside and go to Little John when it starts getting cold.
I know this sounds crazy. I did this a few years ago when Oliver Purnell was here and Shaka Smart was here. I had these meetings, these series of meetings with them. And I did this series of things. And what we did was I had this plan, man. We were going to have these tailgate deals at Clemson basketball. And we were going to do, like, former football players coming in for signing engagements. And we're going to have, like, blow up, you know, the big blow up tent stuff. We were going to have this deal of former Clemson basketball players there, have concerts, have food trucks and all this stuff. And it was blown up. And Coach Purnell wanted to do it, and Shaka wanted to do it. But here's the thing I didn't realize. You know, in December, everybody's Christmas shopping. This is when they used to Christmas shop. Now you just go on Amazon, whatever. And the other thing is the weather's so stinking bad in December and January and February. So if you're going to tailgate, now's the time to do that. What would you be looking for tonight, Clemson, Garner, Webb, and basketball? Just anybody else stepping up, see if you continue momentum from game one?
Basically, want to continue seeing our depth, want to see guards step up. Most importantly, I don't really have too many questions about the front court. It's very good. Nick Davidson's very good. RJ Godfrey, Carter Welling, Jake Wallin is super fun. He's kind of the X factor for this team, I think, where obviously the freshmen, if they play well, raises the ceiling a ton. But Wallin gives you that wing that you've been so desperately searching for the last few years and haven't been able to get consistent production out of Chauncey Wiggins at that spot. He had 22 the other day, by the way. Good for him. If Wallin can play up to his possible potential from what we saw the other day, very high ceiling for this team, higher than people think. I'm excited. I should be a win tonight, you hope. Hopefully they can get a comfortable win and continue to work out the kinks that you work out in the non-con slate early in the campaign. Plenty to learn.
You pay attention to basketball all the time? You're a basketball guy. You're my basketball aficionado guy. You pay attention to it?
I pay a lot of attention to it, yeah.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing: the season is so long, Sam, and these teams change so much. First, they fight a big PR battle with college football and the NFL, but these teams change so much. I mean, you're starting playing in early November, and we're going all the way through April in some cases. So, with that said. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to it now. I think about January is when I want to see teams taking form. Anybody caught your eye so far? You're number one team in the country, Purdue.
Yeah, I mean, it's early. It's impossible to know anything. Duke won the other day, and their best player, Cameron Boozer, didn't have a great game and still, at least shooting, and still had a great game, which is kind of the measure of how you can tell a player is good. If they're good on an off night, you're in a pretty good spot. So he's got a chance at a lot of awards this year. I mean, it's hard to judge anybody early in the campaign, but Auburn nearly lost to Bethune-Cookman the other night. In the first game without Bruce Pearl. Yeah. Boise State lost to Hawaii Pacific, which is a D2. TCU lost to New Orleans, I believe. So, I mean, there are teams that are shooting themselves in the foot from day one that you have to pay attention to because you and I both know this. When we get to December, January, you and I are going to have the net pulled up on here and spend three segments talking about metrics that we don't fully understand.
That's true.
And these games, at least some of them, the Hawaii Pacific game for Boise won't, which is ridiculous. But these games count, and they factor in towards that, and they matter. So, every game matters. Should games in March or February matter more than these? Probably. Yeah. But as far as like the net goes and KenPom, these are the ones that you still got to pay attention in the non-con if these teams are playing against quality opponents. Who is coming out on top? And you can learn a lot about these teams early in the season. You're right, though. You don't learn everything until you get into the throes of conference play. Yeah. But it's fun to see these teams play against other guys that they're not seeing very often.
You sound like a basketball fan. All right, quickly, this is a quick email that we got from 9413. Hey, Mickey, I'm a huge Hokies fan from Virginia, living in the upstate the last 10 years. I'm taking my son to his first Clemson game tomorrow, and he's a Tigers fan. He wants me to wear purple and orange. Should I do it to make the day great for him, or do I go neutral and say loyal to my team? Help me out, man. Yeah, look, I don't know how old your son is, but you're a good dad for taking him. Be a great dad by wearing a little Clemson purple, a little Clemson orange in there. You already got the orange anyway. How about just orange? Because, you know, you got the maroon and orange anyway. So just go orange. You don't have to wear the Clemson logo or anything. Just your basic polo shirt. Yeah, you could go that route. You can look like a great dad. Your son is very smart. I don't know if you can get James Franklin now or not, because that thing appeared to be over, and now they're kind of slow playing it. We'll see. But, yeah, what a dad, man. And I hope you guys enjoy your first game tomorrow. I hope your son has a great trip tomorrow. And let me know Monday how it went, because I want to hear from how all that went for sure. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out at Prime Lending. The bottom line is that my mortgages have been so doggone easy. PrimeLendingSC.com. They do an incredible job. Prime Lending is an amazing company. We feel great for them that they were able to make everything so easy for me. The best rates were through Prime Lending. And then how easy it was with their customer service team. They made it just absolutely easy. It's Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. All right, when we come back, Scott Reimer is going to join us. We'll talk Clemson, Florida State, wherever in the world Scott Reimer is. At 7:25 this morning, Josh Williams will join us. We'll talk Las Vegas and the lines there and what he thinks about all that and the movement. 7:45, our ReedyLanco.com hunting and fishing report. And at 8:05, we'll get with the Roy Philpott, the big dog, ESPN play-by-play voice, Roy Philpott. Short break. We'll come back. Top of the hour break, actually. Much more when you return right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like...